money tree in the future also contain bitcoins. I want to talk a little bit about that. This is a week where we've seen Bitcoin surging to record highs every day this week, surpassing $7,000 for the first time after CME Group said it plans to start offering Bitcoin futures by the end of the year. Our next guest says Bitcoin finally attaining some credibility. Jack Ablin is chief investment officer at BMO Private Bank, roughly $68 billion in assets under management. And Jack joining us once again on the phone from Chicago. Hey, Jack, nice to have you here.
Thanks, Carol.
I wanted to start with Bitcoin. I was looking through some of your research and some notes that you sent over. It is kind of interesting to see the continued upward momentum and movement when it comes to Bitcoin. You say finally attaining some credibility. Does that mean you think it's going to be a very significant factor in all of our lives going forward?
Well, it's certainly taking one step toward that. I think still the largest financial institutions have been reluctant to embrace it, just given its kind of history and kind of the reputation that it has as kind of the currency of the underworld, so to speak. So I think from that perspective, it's still going to be a difficult challenge. But having a futures contract certainly enables the financial world to then build products now.
I'm curious, too, of your investors and clients that you talk with in, either on the phone or as you travel around the country and the world. I'm just curious how many people ask you about Bitcoin.
A lot of individual investors are asking about Bitcoin just because it's up so much. I mean, it's up, 500 or 600% this year.
Right.
And so that's gotten a lot of people's attention. And, it's obviously the chart pattern alone isn't going to attract the big players, but certainly gotten a lot of attention from retail investors.
So also getting a lot of attention this week is, of course, the labor market today specifically because of that monthly jobs report. But we've been talking a lot about the economy overall now that we've got President Trump, his nomination to be the next Fed chief. When you look at the economy overall, how do things feel? How do you see things?
I think the economy is moving along as we should expect. Our potential growth rate of our economy is about 2. We're running at 3 now for the last couple quarters. That's great news. Some of it was, of course, 0.7% in this last quarter was inventory building, so that will probably have to give back in a future quarter. But all in all, very solid, very slow, steady, which is a good thing, because if you're looking for the ingredients of a recession, you have to look for excesses. And I just don't see too many excesses, at least on Main Street economy.
You don't see too much leverage, too much debt?
Debt's certainly a concern. It's more on the financial side.
Mm-hmm.
And my issue is if I look for one metric that would suggest that perhaps the end of this risk-taking environment is behind us, is we start to see anything that would force interest rates to rise faster than the economy can sustain it. So if we get, for example, inflation, we start running out of capacity toward the end of a business cycle or in the labor market, we start to see prices increase, that could be an indication. But even based on our models, we don't see too much inflation pressure for the next 12 to 18 months.
What kind of pressure, though, do you see with the era and age of easy money, being over? And I'm just talking about, we've had, a decade of central banks flooding the economies with money, and we're seeing that change.
Well, yeah, that is important. But keep in mind, even with the Fed talking about, pulling back from quantitative easing, we have to remember what they're talking about is reducing their reinvestment program. Right now, up till this month, the Fed has bought between $30 and $40 billion of bonds per month as they face coupon payments and maturities from their government holdings and their mortgage holdings. And they're going to scale that back a little bit. So in many respects, what the Fed is telling us is like we're going to go on a diet. And instead of eating 3 donuts a day, we're going to only eat 2 donuts a day.
Tell me why, in some of the research, we just got about 40 seconds, you chose to write about, I think, Mandalay Homes and their building of ultra-energy efficient homes. Why is that something that caught your interest and just got about 40 seconds?
Sure. The reason is I take notice when there are really two motivations to get into an industry: profits or some kind of a strategic interest. And it's notable that China is now running headlong into alternative energy and battery power and electric cars. And the reason for that is because they don't care about profits, and that's the implication here. So what's going to happen is the cost of a lot of these things is going to come down. But if you're competing, if you're a Tesla, and you're competing against the largest manufacturers of electric cars in the world, and your competitors don't care about profits, I think you have a problem. But all in all, we're going to benefit.
All right. Good stuff to talk about on this Friday. Jack Ablin over at BMO Private Bank on the phone from Chicago. Thank you.